Is it?
Yes.
No, it's not. It's not going crazy.
Dude, it is too.
It's not.
Why do you argue with me about this every
it's
time?
It's black and white.
I finally agree with you. I finally agree with you.
Because it's
and
my...
it's on.
I have the right to disagree. This is United States of America.
Do you have a vagina now?
That's personal. You cannot ask that question. This is an employment. Really. It's working. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. Welcome to Sleepless
in Cialis. In Cialis. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Welcome back.
Yes.
Yeah. So we had a little hiatus.
Yes.
And then we've come back from the hiatus.
Uh-huh.
Reestablished ourselves.
Uh-huh.
In the follower in the market.
Yes.
As the follower in the market.
Yes. Yes.
Not the leader in the market, but the follower
in the market. Yes.
Yeah. We just had an empathy.
We put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
What? An epiphany.
Oh, epiphany.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as an epiphany.
How do you spell that then?
Epiphany.
Epiphany.
E-P-I-P-H-E-N-Y.
Okay. So we just had one.
We did. Yes. Yes.
Discovering the true value of a podcast.
Yes. For us.
For us.
Maybe not for everybody.
Right.
But for us,
do you like it when people speak on behalf of other people?
No.
I think that's wrong.
Yeah, I think it's wrong too.
Right.
It depends on what it is.
Yeah, but I when it comes down to like personal feelings or intentions and that kind of stuff.
I don't like it when people try to decide or they have decided what I'm thinking.
Yes, that
bothers me
crazy.
So much. Or they,
right.
they, oh, I know what your intention is.
Yeah.
Or I know what you mean by that.
Right.
So, no, I meant what I said.
See, I have, like with German Filipino food, I would never express what German Filipino food is feeling or thinking to other people. I think that's crossing the line, right?
Since when does food think and feel?
For me?
Uh-huh.
On a daily basis.
Oh my God.
Yes. But no, you, okay, go back to the epiphany.
We don't have epiphanies.
Epiphany. Okay, so we've decided that we're going to, this podcast is going to be about our podcast.
Yes, we're going to talk about our podcast today. Because we were just talking about our podcast.
Right.
And we realized the importance of it to us.
Right.
Not to negate our listeners or make them feel like...
Negate?
Like we don't
what is
feel.
Negate?
Oh, my God.
Negate?
Negate.
No, it's not negate.
Negate.
No, that was Richard Nixon.
That was Watergate.
Well, it's gate.
So not to lessen your role in this podcast as a listener whatsoever, but we want to tell
you're about to offend all four people. Yeah.
I think just three of them. I think one's going to understand. One has to understand.
German Filipino food will definitely understand.
Not if it's the lasagna.
It's the lasagna.
Then I don't think they're going to understand.
Oh, absolutely.
So what it is, this is our cloak of, not silence, our cloak of solitude.
Okay.
So what happens is we come outside to do a podcast.
Right.
For some reason, only in this moment do people respect our privacy. Privacy.
Privacy. Don't negate that, though.
I'm negate.
Okay.
They respect and they leave us alone. And we get to have an uninterrupted conversation between us and with no interference.
And it's the only time we can ever do that.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
And it, even when, Silas comes out and he starts rubbing his hands through your hair.
Sure.
Yeah. He remains silent.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so basically what we've done is we've created this capsule of plexiglass where we're protected from the outside world.
I like to think of it in superhero terms, like that, the cloak of solitude.
What is a cloak?
A cloak is, those things you put over your, like, what do they call them? Monks wear, where it covers.
No, the thing the KKK wore? No, we don't do that here.
Monks.
No. We do not discriminate on Sleepless and Cialis.
You're negating my thoughts.
No, hang on, let me pee real quick.
No,
I gotta pee.
No.
Yes, hang on.
No,
hang.
We don't have time. This is already a short episode. I don't really
know. I know, that's why I gotta pee now. Come on. I think it's going.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you.
What?
Shut the fuck up.
You're cloaking me.
I'm negating you. Negating you.
You're negating me while I'm cloaking, and cloaking is a personal matter. Yeah. Let me have my own empathy here. Okay. No, and I absolutely agree with you. It's when we, this podcast for us has become our solace.
Yes.
Our solitude from the outside world.
Yeah.
Right?
And let me ask you, do you think our friendship would be what it is without the podcast?
Oh, yeah. We would have found something else.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think and
where would we go to do this without being surrounded by people needing our time and attention?
The secret spot.
Where we would go.
Yeah, but the reality is, I think we're both very left-brained in a sense.
Yeah,
with creativity, agreed. Especially when it comes to finding solution and making things happen.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
However, this podcast has.
A magnificent venue for this.
Magnificent. Yeah. And you know, I think we need to kind of expand upon this thought just a little bit.
Okay.
And, you know, you and I have a very special friendship. Mm-hmm. And I think we see each other in different light than what other people see us.
Yes, yeah. Agreed.
And for that, I feel blessed
to
have you as my friend.
Yeah, me too.
My dearest friend. It's the luckiest thing in the world. And, you know, with this podcast, this allowed us to develop and build that friendship even further.
Uh-huh. Agreed.
Right? And we originally started out trying to entertain other people.
Right. Right.
And that's not the end game.
No. It's not for us.
Not for us.
No.
It's masturbation.
Well, it's mutual masturbation.
No, we can't say that.
We just said it. I said it.
No. That's like cloaking.
It's mutual masturbation.
You cannot cloak. Yeah.
So you can masturbate, but you can't.
However, I think it's important for other people to realize that there are a lot of different things you can do in this world to take that time, that quiet time with a special friend.
Yes, agreed.
Right? And escape reality.
Yeah.
Right? Like when I eat German Filipino food, I'm away and I'm in my own realm.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
And that's where I prefer to be.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
Right? Uh-huh. And this is that special enclave.
Uh-huh.
We're allowed to be ourselves.
Yes.
Nobody's going to judge us.
That's the best part. I know I can say anything to you.
Right.
Anything without fear of consequence, without...
Fear of judgment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the second you walk out your front door, it's judgment.
Well, yeah, you're surrounded by it after that. Yeah.
What people think of you. What all this... And in here, that doesn't exist.
Mm-mm.
No. So that's what the podcast has become to us.
It has.
Yeah.
But it's, and I agree, it's you have to find some way with when somebody's near and dear to you, you need to find some way to get away from everything. Because it's, you know, we generally run in packs.
Uh-huh.
And there's lots of people around. If you get together with a friend and they're married and you're married, or they have kids, you have kids, whatever, then that's always included. And that's cool.
Right.
But you need time away to yourselves.
Right. Absolutely.
And because relationships need nurturing, they need developing, and they need just exploring. I mean, you get to find out who each other is in that time.
Yeah.
When you don't, when you're just, you know, inside talking about sports or, you know, whatever it is you enjoy, you know, that's just like finding out somebody's hobbies.
Yeah, fuck
who
that.
Gives a shit?
Yeah.
What makes them that person? What is it that drives them?
And it's impossible. Yeah. It's impossible too. I think in today's society, to be out in the world without exterior stimulation coming at you from all angles.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And this all. Did I ever tell you about the lady with the hairy bush on a rock?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
He certainly did.
When I was trying to meditate as a young child, I was in YMCA camp, and this is up in Oregon and the San Juan Islands, or Washington and the San Juan Islands. And they made us sit and meditate. And this camper, and I was about, you know, I was growing and I was becoming a young man, so I was curious. And, you know, she sat down and, you know, sat, what do you call when you're cross-legged, Indian style, right? And she...
American Indian style.
American Indian style, yeah.
Native American.
Native style, American. Yeah. And she hadn't particularly groomed herself very well. Yeah, and her shorts were short, right? And that was some outside stimulation. There was no meditation that day.
No, no. And I've had a similar experience at a Bible study.
Really?
Yes.
Do you think Jesus was talking to you?
Maybe. It could be.
Yeah.
But this lady sits down and she's got short shorts on. And it's, I mean, it was just like it poofed out the sides. And it's massive. It's a massive bush.
Right.
And it's, I didn't know what to do.
Oh, well, what'd you do?
Well, I certainly couldn't concentrate on the...
On Jesus.
On Jesus. And it's, you know, and the thing is, it's, to me, that's not an attractive thing.
No, it's not.
It's just a very awkward situation.
Yeah.
What do you do with that?
Did you tell her to trim the front yard? The neighbors are coming over?
No, because there was like other people and spouses and shit there.
Were you the only one looking?
No, everybody had to have seen that. They had to have. My God.
I mean, how do you not lose stuff in a bush like that?
I don't know. How do you really clean a bush
like that? I don't know. I mean, did she have a bottle of shampoo for her hair and a bottle of shampoo for the bush?
She must go through a lot of shampoo.
I know. Yeah, a lot of water rinsed
heavy
that
duty.
Thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
What does this have to do with our topic of conversation here?
This is what we do.
Okay, so so for some reason we went from honest intentions to bushes.
Yes.
Okay, so this
where we always end up.
We're right on par then. All right. Okay, so I think in conclusion of this podcast about podcasts.
Yes.
Right? The value of spending time without outside stimulation and outside interruptions is huge.
Yes. Find a venue.
Find a venue.
Figure out some way to get this accomplished.
And I think we've forgotten about that as a society.
Uh-huh. I think we have too.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. When you go out to a restaurant, right?
Uh-huh.
How common is it that you see everybody in the restaurant on their cell phones?
Every time.
Yeah.
It's every single time.
What's the
Not
fucking
necessarily
point?
Everybody, but most everybody.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad.
Yeah. So what's the point of going out in public and staring at your phone?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going out to spend some time with somebody and just
being on your phone.
Browsing. Yeah.
Yeah. This thing of ESP, I don't think exists when it comes to relationships.
No.
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 You have to have
you
that
have to
time.
Share. Yeah.
Yeah. Without outside interruptions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the value of our podcast.
That is.
Because we ain't making any money.
That's okay. Do you care?
You can't put a price tag on what we have.
No.
No. So there is no monetary value that could be associated with it.
Not saying that we would toss away any sponsors that happen to want to come.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Yeah. Manscaping products.
Knock, knock.
Yeah, we just did a plug on bushes. I hope you notice.
Somebody, Gillette, somebody over cash.
Somebody jumped through the gate here. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for a great show.
Thank you. All right. We'll be back for a full version shortly.
Big hands at sleeplessincialis.com. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.